This is an interview with Emily Arata. So, Emily, how has your life been different from what you'd imagined?
So, it's so funny. When I was in sixth grade at Country Day, we did a time capsule, and we had to say where we thought we'd be when we were seniors in high school. And I remember there were some things that were true. Like, I thought I would be going off to college. I thought I was hoping I would have a Jeep. I was hoping I'd have the same group of friends, and some of those things came true. But other things were totally different than I imagined, like where I was going to school and things like that. And same if I had done a time capsule when I was younger about what it would be like now that I'm an adult. You know, I always knew I would be a mom, or always hoped I would be a mom, but I could have never imagined Gabriel and Rocco, my two boys, and what they're like, and how much they crack me up. And I always thought that I would get married, but I could have never imagined Michael and how wonderful he is, and how, you know, cool it is, our little home team, our little family.
So you didn't think you'd have kids?
I thought I would have kids, but it just surprised me having two little boys, and how much fun we have together. Like, you know, how we play games in the yard all the time and how they crack me up, and just their personalities are not anything I could have anticipated or imagined in a good way.
What's the hardest thing you've ever had to do?
So in 2010, I managed a campaign for mayor, and it was very challenging, and we ultimately won, but there were a lot of things that made it challenging. One, I was very young, and it was a lot of pressure because it was a big campaign, and we did a lot of things differently that were risky. And so there was a period of time where we had tried kind of a risky new approach, a tactic that hadn't been tried before, and it was expensive. At first, it didn't work. Having all that pressure and being young and doing something so important, it was just a period of time where I didn't eat a lot, I didn't sleep a lot. I was very stressed out, but it all paid off in the end.
If you were gonna do it now at your age, this is 8 years in the future, would you do some things differently? Do you think it'd be as hard?
So I think it's smart to always stretch yourself and try to do things that you're not sure if you're gonna be able to do them, because that's how you learn how to do more. So now managing a campaign would be, I would have more experience at it, I would be more confident, have more knowledge. There's not anything I would change in what we did then. But the big thing I learned is that you should always push yourself, and you shouldn't just take the easy assignment or the role that you know 100% you could play. You should always kind of be pushing yourself and taking chances, because that's how you do great things, or that's how you learn more.
What are you the proudest of in your life?
I think I'm the proudest of my family and how much we love each other and how happy we are together. I'm very proud of my Christian faith and my church family. And I'm also very proud that I've found work, whether it was through public service or now that I'm working at a hospital, where I've been able to do projects and initiatives that have made an impact in people's lives.
Who has been the biggest influence on your life?
My husband.
Why is that?
I think my husband has taught me to take chances. He's taught me how to really be loving and open and kind of laugh out loud all the time. Just kind of not be guarded, but just like
okay, cool. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
You have been listening to The Bright Podcast, a project of Metairie Park Country Day's Bright Library. For more episodes, visit brightpodcast.com.